Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The keyboard for Geraldine Steele's holiday special is provided by Growth Music, family owned since 1939. Come see Minnesota's largest variety of instruments.
Welcome back to Geraldine Steele's fifth annual holiday special on WCCO.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Welcome to the fifth annual Geraldine Steele's holiday show right here on WCCO in the beautiful Cambria Gallery. Our next guest is Melody Mendez. Just a beautiful, beautiful voice. And she does the music that is inspired by Barbara Streisand. She's versatile vocalist, voice instructor, and voiceover actress as well, who originally hails from Detroit, Michigan, but now calls Minneapolis her home. Welcome.
Thank you so very much. Hello, gorgeous.
Now, so she performs tremendous range of music, including jazz, R&B, pop, blues, and so much more. Now, you've seen her probably performing High and Mighty, Boogie Wonderland, R Factor, and several more. She has written her own cabaret-inspired one-woman shows.
That's right.
And tomorrow at 2 p.m., you can see her latest show called Fascination. I'm going to get it right. Let me try that again. Tomorrow you can see her latest Fascination performing as the legendary Barbara Streisand, 2 p.m. at the Camp Bar in Melody Mendez. One more time. Performing as the legend Barbara Streisand, 2 p.m. at the Camp Bar, Melody Mendez, A Babs Christmas. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, Melody Mendez.
Thank you so much, Geraldine. I love the holiday season because it feels so cozy with friends and loved ones, sitting by the fire.
In our hearts.
Thank you so very much. You know, I came all the way from Malibu to be here. I'm so happy.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, no one tries to do Barbra Streisand, the look, the moves, the whole thing. You've got it down.
Thank you.
She's got the hand movements. Did you notice that? And the way your voice trembles at the right moment is just amazing. So what brought you to Barbra Streisand's door? I mean, what said to you, I can do this?
Okay, so should I go as Melody now?
Yeah.
This is like, I feel like I'm channeling sometimes, like the Long Island Medium. Anyway, so...
Did you say like the Long Island Medium?
Like the Long Island Medium.
Oh, got it.
So I've always imitated Barbra, even from a young age. That's really how I learned how to sing, is listening to Barbra, Ella Fitzgerald, Manhattan Transfer,
yeah.
And also classical music, you know, the magic flute. And so, but I knew from a young age that I was good at imitating voices, mm-hmm. and like, I just went in there. But it took me a lot of courage to do this, because she is such an idol, and to actually try to, you know, create your idol is pretty intimidating.
Are you married?
I am.
So you bring Barbra Streisand home sometimes.
Oh, I do.
Must be a good day. It's a good day. You know, it's amazing, because when you practice that so much, you become a piece of that person, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever met her?
I have not. But although, I mean, our lives in some ways really parallel, and so she's easy to connect with.
So how did you prepare to do a show about Barbra Streisand?
Okay, great question. Well, a lot of YouTube videos, mm-hmm. looking in the mirror, mm-hmm. recording myself, just the mannerisms. And in my cabarets, my director, Keith Russell, and I, we both actually write our own material. So I don't lift her exact material, but the banter is something what Barbra would talk about. And I love her so much because all of her songs are about love, mm-hmm. and they have these wonderful universal messages of acceptance and tolerance. And really, so I mean, especially in today's times, I feel like we need this music now more than ever.
I love her music. My sister Javita and I actually did a show recently and put one of her songs in. Oh, and then she did the song with, goodness, come on, Javita, help me out. Anyway, it's a song called No More Tears, Enough is Enough.
Oh,
who
yes.
is that?
Oh,
Donna Summers, thank you.
Enough is
Don't
enough
talk about
enough.
My memory anymore, darling. So have you sung that song, Enough is Enough?
I have.
Not an easy song to sing.
Mm-mm, not at all. And I it's a duet song. But I did find a YouTube video of her doing it on her own. So that's the one I use. I have actually a couple other shows. I do a TV show and specials. So that's Color Me Barbra. My name is Barbra. The Jack Parr Show, Tonight Show. And that's really fun. Well, how this relates is the second half of the show, I do something called Babs with a Z. Mm. And so basically, well, Barbra has never been in a cover band. And so I create a cover band. And so I do some of the other Barbra, but then I might do, I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. Like, I might do some contemporary pop.
Lady songs. Gaga.
You know, or Lord, or, yeah, I could do, yeah, poker face. It's hilarious because, you know, as she did it, it would just be, I feel like she would just kind of be all over the place. It was just, it's hysterical. You know, but let me preface, not to make fun, but just to put some fun into it, mm-hmm. you know, so the younger generation or, you know, can relate to the music. And it's so interesting because I'm finding more and more people who are fans of Barbra. And there's a cross-generational thing that happens because suddenly the daughter is at grandma's house and grandma's playing Barbra. And then the granddaughter is at mom's house. And you know what I mean? And so her music is so timeless. And I think it's so perfect now because of the duets album that came out.
I know. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in the next segment. So tell us what you're about to perform.
A little bit. I think you might know this one. Hang on to your hot chocolates, because we're going on a sleigh ride. Little jingle bells. Yeah. I know.
Here she is, Melody Mendez.
I might have to take my mic off. I'm not sure. I feel kind of inspired. I don't know. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. How fun it is to ride the one horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride the one horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow and the one horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells and bobtails ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride the one. one horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride. And soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. We got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset.
Upset?
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one horse open sleigh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in the one horse open sleigh. Spanner sleigh. I know, well, it did. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing and we're singing. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle.
You have to introduce us to your accompanist.
Andrew Fleeser.
Hey, how you doing, yes, Andrew? Well done. You know, the chord changes in there are not easy, honey. I'm sure my brother Fred, his ears perked up. You know?
I'm sure.
Seriously, that was really something. So tell us about the duets, because are you bringing other people into the show at the Camp Bar?
That is something that I would love to do. Mm-hmm. I haven't done yet. However, I have a show coming up in Duluth in 2 weekends, and my friend David Saffert from Portland plays Liberace, and he's as fabulous as Liberace, and he also has Bo Ayers, who is Liberace's original music director, for his own music director.
Wow.
Yes, and Barbara and Liberace have a past.
They performed together?
They performed together in Las Vegas. So what happened was, it's really interesting, it's really fascinating, actually, because Barbara was more like a secondhand rose. I mean, she had a lot of old things. She didn't have a lot of money, so she went to secondhand stores. Mm-hmm. And so when she performed and opened a warm-up act for Liberace, no one really applauded. Like, it was kind of light. And she was wondering why, because in New York, like, people love her. And around the country, she was touring at that time. But then Liberace was like, oh, honey, you're in Vegas. You need sparkle. Right? So he took her shopping. And that's when she discovered glamour.
How about
Liberace.
That?
I know.
What a great story. She does not have a problem with money anymore.
Clearly
did you get
not.
That memo? Did you get the memo? Just want to make sure. So when you choose to do the songs, I mean, her catalog is huge.
It's huge.
How do you decide?
Well, I think about how Barbara impacts me in the time of my life, and I think about the albums that I love the most. One of them is the Guilty album. So, and we got nothing to be guilty for, I love. You know that one?
Oh, no.
You know?
Say that again.
And we got nothing to be guilty for, I love. One
blah, blah, blah. Well, that's not
that's
the one
all
I
we
do.
Got. That's all
I don't
we got.
Do the duet yet.
Yeah.
But you should work on that, seriously.
I should.
That would be really fun. So what are you going to do for us, your final number?
My final number is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Right?
And if people want more information?
Yes, you can go to melodyasbarbara.com.
Melodyasbarbara.com. Mm-hmm. CDs yes. available online?
Not yet. Well, see, there's a legal issue with
oh,
that.
Of course there is.
It's really not
you
my
You got
music.
That memo, didn't you?
I know, hey.
Right?
You know, I have to say there's not a lot of protection as a, for a tribute mm-hmm. artist.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you really have to be very careful.
But find a way.
But find
have,
a
you,
way.
Have you videotaped it?
I have. There's Excellent. Some video on YouTube and on that website.
All right. So well, here she is again with her final song, Have a Merry Christmas.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Christmas, make the Yuletide gay. Together, if the fates allow, from now on we'll have tomorrow through summer, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. As Andrew was playing, since we are entering into the new year, I encourage all of us to forgive and ask for forgiveness. It's very important, especially in these times, to really open up your heart. And it doesn't matter the differences, but really listen to one another. That is my wish for all of us, myself included. Geraldine Steele, wow. Thank you so much.
Melody Mendez, you guys.
Thank you, WCCO. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
Geraldine Steele's 5th Annual Holiday Special, brought to you by the Chanhassen Dinner Theaters and Cub Foods, right here on WCCO.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.